I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What's on the horizon for Chinese believers? This is a question on our mind as we learn of a new development facing religious affairs in China. And how does change, I mean real and lasting change, happen? Well, one ministry has an answer that's proven true year after year. We'll take a look at that story in a moment. But first, a report by Release International at the start of the year named China as a key country of concern. Now, the Chinese government is planning to unveil a new set of regulations on religious affairs next month. And watchdog groups warn that the new regulations may give the government more control over state churches and tighten pressure on unregistered churches. David Curry of Open Doors USA says a lot of the Chinese government's paranoia comes down to nationalism.
I've heard the president of China say, in regards to the Catholic Church, we would welcome more Catholics if only you'd be more Chinese. That's the message. They're not hiding the fact that they want to bring the Chinese government's agenda into the Christian movement.
Believers around the world can pray that Christ alone will be the head of the Chinese church and our own churches.
The ideal thing would be for us to maintain the Christian movement in China as a spiritual movement. This is true not just of China, it's true of Russia, it's true of the United States, any place. This is not a political movement. It's a movement to understand the words and the message of Jesus, to live that in our daily lives. So we have to resist any sort of nationalization, whether it's in Myanmar or China or anywhere else, of the Christian movement. It's not God and country, it's God.
Next, the 2003 ceasefire agreement between Pakistan and India may be in danger. Last Friday, in the Kashmir region, there was an exchange of fire on both sides of the Pakistan-India border. Now, each country has accused the other of instigating the situation, which resulted in both soldier and civilian deaths. And there's concern that the rising tensions could negatively impact FMI's upcoming conference in Pakistan. Talking about the conference is FMI's Bruce Allen.
The theme of the conference is very timely. The theme is answering a world that opposes the church. And there is such opposition in Pakistan, from suicide bombings and other forms of terrorism to the very threat of poverty and discrimination, things like that that Christians must deal with, that we're excited about getting materials and ideas and looking at scripture that will be very pertinent.
The conference is set to take place in March.
Now, Jesus said, in the world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. So any evil that comes against you, I've overcome it. I'm greater than that. So we want to go forward with confidence and with courage, but also be wise about how to do that.
So let's pray for peace in Pakistan and for this conference's success. And if possible, would you consider helping support FMI's Pakistan conference? We've got the details at missionnews.org. And finally, if you could change the world today, what would you like to see happen? The answers to this question come easy. World peace, an end to poverty, equality, and justice for all. And if you're a Christian, you might say global access to the gospel. But answers to this next question don't come as easily. And that is how. Compassion International views that question with an eternal mindset. MNN's Lindsay Koh has more.
Compassion International believes that change happens through child sponsorship, and year after year they find this to be true. Compassion children are more likely to pursue an education, get a good job, and become leaders in their churches and communities. Last year, their sponsorship program had an impact on nearly 2 million children. Plus, their child survival program provided life-saving intervention for over 8,000 moms and babies. But this isn't just about meeting immediate needs. Compassion's vision is to leave a positive impact on today, tomorrow, and eternity. That is why everything they do is in Jesus' name. There are a couple ways you can find your place in the story. First, let's praise God for the ways he worked through Compassion last year. You can learn more in their annual review, and we've got that link on our website. And this year, consider sponsoring a child. Details can be found at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.